And so we invite you to close your eyes and focus your awareness on your feet. Relax every part of your feet, your toes, your ankles, your heels, and just feel that connection with Gaia, your partner. Know that you are supported in your journey. You are being lovingly held and taken care of by Gaia. And as your feet continue to relax, we invite you now to relax your calves, relax your knees, relax your thighs and the back of your thighs. Relax your hips, your abdomen, your chest, your arms and hands. Feel all the tension melting away, even through your fingers and your fingertips. Relaxing your back, relaxing your shoulders, relaxing your neck, and relaxing your head. And allow every part of your head to relax, your jaw, your ears, your eyes, even your eyebrows become super relaxed. And in this place of relaxation, and connection with Gaia, let us invite the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Do you think Spirit has a prime directive for humanity? Now, that's an interesting question. And truly what you're asking is there a basic all-in-one encompassing instruction that the creator of this planet, creator of this universe and galaxy would have for you as a human being, simply stated? And the answer is yes, it's the one that has always been there, the one that is echoed to you at the wind of birth. And the directive, the prime directive, has always been the same. Find God in you and pass it to those around you. You might even say, love those around you as much as you love Spirit. And what that does, of course, is spread that which is compassion and that which we call love, caring, kindness, in a way that it affects that which is energy around all of you. And this is not new news. But what I want to give you today is new. What if the directive was starting to shift, starting to change? Because of this dimensionality that you begin to broach in awareness, because of what is going on with some of you, who are finding almost a beautiful new relationship with your soul. Once you are discovering mastery, a way perhaps even to guide your own reality, or at least turn the light on so you can see where you're going and so you don't step in potholes or meet the wrong people. That is what we have been teaching for some time. Now, in that, in a new kind of dimensionality, do you think that maybe there would be a change in the directive? And the change may surprise you. The change may be something you didn't want to hear. But I'd like to tell you that the change not only has to do with increasing the love, but there's a big one coming. And that is this. Do everything you can to stay on this planet and survive this shift. Do everything you can to sustain your life and everything you think is your life so that you will, to your last breath, be able to pass the love on that you learned. Become higher in vibration as you stay here so that you will not be then catching the diseases of the old energy. Stay longer and take advantage of innate, which wants you to live more than 100 years. Stay so that you do not have to go through 20 years of growing up before you then can teach again. So here comes a change in the directive, not just about love, but it's about staying. There's another part to it that's difficult to describe. For some of you, it's filled with sorrow. It's another directive that says, honor your soul plan and understand it. What could that mean? How many of you have lost friends lately? How many of you have had situations where they died too young? Or you wondered why a super healer or super teacher would then choose to die before they were even in their 50s? This is starting to happen more and more, and light workers especially are seeing it. Why did they have to go? What is the reason they have to be? What's going on? So I will tell you another part of the directive to honor your soul's plan is really not targeted at the humans who are honoring it, but the humans who are left. Understand why some of these had to go. And see why it is in the planning stage that this planet will be better for it. My partner got this message and didn't like it. When a good friend of his, a mentor, a healer, and not an older gentleman, passed away. And what he left behind was sorrow. And all of the things that go with it, and it made no sense since all my partner could see was all the healing he could have done for the next 20 or 30 years had he been able to stay. Powerful he was. And my partner then was angry at God. Why? Why did you take Sid? What was the inconceivable reasoning that my partner said? It would take this gentleman who had so much to give and caused so much sorrow when he left. And the answer that I gave my partner in the shower was this one. I gave him a vision. I gave him a vision of my partner's next lifetime in another continent under the tutelage and the mentorship of a master who he recognized as Sid. And then my partner got it. What is coming you don't know about? These are the potentials of what we have called the snowball rolling down the hill for an ascension planet and all the things in process. And what we discussed with you for the hopes of another continent, which is just laying in old energy at the moment, which may be the one that shines the brightest in 50 years. And that's where he's going next, to grow up, meet my partner, and become his teacher. So that my partner then would be able to teach on when he comes back. This is an arrangement. It's called a soul arrangement. And in order to do it, and the timing being correct, this man had to leave early and come back quickly so that he would be the correct age, doing the right things, participating in the revolutions to come, that would put him in the perfect place, even politically, in order to that have and be able to manifest what's coming that you have no idea about. I showed this to my partner, and that's when he got it. There have been others that in his life, even recently, have passed. Some inappropriately, some perhaps it's okay because they were that age. But he always asked the question, is this one of those? Is this one of those? And quite often the answer was, of course, this is the family that you will meet when you come back that is preparing the way for you, for what you will do next. Then it was perhaps sweet sorrow that he understood the plan and the love, perhaps even the beauty that it went into such a plan. The prime directive is to honor your soul's contract, of course, but more than that, to honor the soul's contracts of those who have left early. When you may wring your hands and cry and say, why? Why now? Why is it needed? And I've just given you the answer. It's not one you wanted to hear, dear ones, because you are sensitive, loving human beings. The prime directive is about staying on the planet for those of you who are here and need to continue teaching, and also to honor the soul contracts of those who leave early and understand that you're going to see them again. You'll be together as a family, and you are going to change this planet in ways you cannot even imagine by your consciousness, what you believe, what you think, and what's going to be there. There is more here than you know. I speak to a planet in an older energy, in a shift where light is starting to win. And I tell you that 50 to 60 years from now, you may not even recognize a planet which is starting to heal, that would not consider war, that has a whole different political structure that actually gets along. There is hope here. I want you to feel this and smile and know that you're dearly loved and that your name is known by God. It truly is. You're never alone. And so it is.